We've had quite a rough week in our house, and I said, you know what, I think my sermon's going to be brilliant on Sunday. So I'm putting this into practice, okay? This is not just something that I'm just saying. This is what you all should do. This is something that I am trying to live out myself. So God bless you. Well, at the beginning of the year, Rog challenged us to shake off our stinking thinking and align our thoughts with those of God. And that means refusing to believe the lies of the enemy who whispers to us that we're useless, we messed up, we can't do that job that we're applying for. Instead, we need to believe what God says. We are the apple of his eye. He loves us and he's on our side. But thinking and speaking go hand in hand, because often we speak out what we think. And if we're thinking negatively about someone, ourselves, or a situation, we often speak out that negativity, which we then hear back. And just like the stinking thinking, we're stuck in a cycle. Well, I hope what I share today will give you something powerful and practical to counteract this. I want to talk about the power of spoken blessings, how we are blessed to be a blessing, and what the implications are when we do speak blessings over our families, communities, and nations. In Proverbs 12, verse 25, it says, "Worry weighs a person down, but an encouraging word cheers a person up." And in Proverbs 16, verse 24, it says, "Kind words are like honey, sweet to the soul and healthy for the body." But in Proverbs 18, verse 21, it says, "Words kill, words give life. They are either poison or fruit. You choose." We know that words are powerful. If you've received words spoken by an angry, malicious, jealous, or vicious tongue, you know that they wound, often deeply, so much so that you can recoil and it can paralyze you. But if you're receiving a word of encouragement, it makes you feel lighter. It makes you stand tall. It lifts you. It spurs you on. And in the Bible, the words blessed, blessing, bless, and blesses appears more than 700 times. In fact, I think there's room for many sermons on the word blessing alone. The phrases like count your blessings, a blessing in disguise, and mixed blessings are used in our everyday language. There are scriptures that talk about blessed are the poor in spirit, how in Genesis God blesses the birds of the air. There are many, many aspects to blessings. But today I want to focus on two main factors. That one, we are a blessing designed to bless God and to be a blessing to others. And two, we have the authority to speak blessings. So the first then, we are indeed blessed to be a blessing. When God made the great promise and covenant to Abraham in Genesis 12, he said, "I will make you into a great nation and I will bless you. I will make your name great and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you." And we are part of that promise. God says we're a blessing, and he has provided all we need. The problem is, a lot of us don't feel we are a blessing. Well, five of my greatest blessings are my five daughters. They bless me. They bless me from the moment they arrived. My heart was full to burst. I didn't say to them, "You will be a blessing if you are a runner like me or you're an Aston Villa fan like your dad." They were a blessing because they are a gift, and I was given the privilege of being part of bringing them into the world. They are a blessing because they are mine, but that blessing multiplies as I see how much of a blessing they are to the people they encounter and encourage wherever they go. We are a blessing to God, not because of anything we've done or achieved, but because he loves us. He says we are the apple of his eye, and that means to be cherished above all others. In Psalm 17, David prayerfully asked God to keep me as the apple of the eye. And the phrase comes from the Hebrew expression that literally means little man of the eye. When we look into the pupil of someone's eye, we see a reflection of ourselves. To be the apple of someone's eye means that you are being gazed upon and watched closely by that person. Our very image is dancing in the eyes of our Heavenly Father. We are blessed because he loves us, so we can be a blessing to others. He loves us so we can love others. He instructs us so we can instruct others. He comforts us so we can comfort others, and so on. Blessings flow from God, but they should never stop with us. They come to us and then flow through us. Can I also say, God's blessing and the fact you are blessed is true, even though circumstances around you may speak a different story. Let's look at Joseph for a moment. As a teenager, he had a dream and knew something big was in his future. His brothers got jealous and sold him as a slave. They threw him into the pit and took his freedom, but they didn't take his blessing. When Potiphar put Joseph in charge of his own house, Potiphar was blessed. In Genesis 39, verse 5, we read, "The Lord blessed everything around Joseph in Potiphar's house, just because he was there and he was favored." So it is with us. Wherever we are, the blessing on us is so powerful that people around you will be blessed and they will see favor. Your workplace is blessed. Your neighborhood is blessed. Your family is blessed because you are in it. I just want to illustrate what that blessing looks like. This is for us as individuals and as a church. I had the privilege of having a lesson in glass blowing the other day. I was writing a feature about the experience, so part of that meant trying this 4,000-year-old art for myself under careful professional guidance, I add. What is amazing about glass is the alchemy of it, how it's molten glass 1 minute and can transform into liquid within seconds when placed at extreme temperatures. A hot iron is put into the surface, is put into the furnace, and a blob of molten glass removed. It's then firmly pressed into coloured glass chips, or broken pieces, us if you like, and then melted and swirled together in what's called the glory hole. The heat blends them together, and I feel this is a great illustration of the Maker's hand putting us together, all the wonderful facets that make us unique as individuals, and all our collective gifts and personalities in the church body. As we are molded together as one in the glory hole, which is the refining fire. What a brilliant name, glory hole. And if you read in Psalm 133, verse 1, we hear how when people live together in peace and unity, God bestows blessing upon them. There's power in unity because our voices become one. We just sang about being a one voice. And this is where it gets exciting, because in order to make a bowl or vase, air is blown into the iron. A bubble is released, which travels down, and it's then expanded as more air is blown in. Perhaps representing the Holy Spirit, the Ruach of God, breathing life into us and the church. It continually goes in and out of the glory hole, molded by the artist's hands and shaped until it is ready. We are a continual work in progress. And if you think about it, when our hearts get cold, and we start getting cynical, critical, and brittle in our compassion, it's then we need to go back into the glory hole, be heated up, and get our hearts melted again. The end result is a completed piece. When the light shines on it, reflects all the amazing facets of the Godhead. But like this vase, it's not just created as something that looks pretty. It's made for purpose. It's meant to carry something. We, as vessels, carry his blessing, and one way we share that is through our voices. We are here for an assignment. Yes, we can bless others with our time, our love, our money, our gifts, but one of the blessings I think we have forgotten or not even been aware of is that we've been given the power to speak out blessings in his name. So what do I mean by spoken blessings? These are positive biblical statements that invokes the blessing of God on the lives of others. The power of spoken blessings comes from God. In Ephesians 1 verse 3 it says, every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm has already been lavished upon us as a loved gift from our wonderful heavenly Father. There are endless testimonies of what can happen when we speak out blessings. If you can, I do encourage you to read The Grace Outpouring, the story of Faldi Brennan, a Christian retreat centre in Preseli Hills of West Wales. Roy Godwin witnessed so many powerful stories of personal encounters with the Holy Spirit just because he and his colleagues spoke blessings over the land and community. He says this, God's desire to bless is absolutely outrageous. Nothing can stop him. He has set himself with immovable intent to bless mankind. His longing is that Jesus shall have many brothers and sisters. That's us. Before we knew him, he knew us. Before we loved him, he loved us. He designed us for a purpose wrapped up in blessing. Heaven, our ultimate destination, is full of blessing, and we are invited to pray for the coming of heaven on earth right now. In Numbers, we hear how God instructed Moses to explain to Aaron how he and the priests were to act. This involved not only interceding for the people, but to pronounce blessings over them as well. Martin regularly speaks this blessing over us. Numbers 6, verse 22 to 26, the priestly blessing. Then the Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron and his sons to bless the people of Israel with this special blessing. May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show his favor and give you his peace. And in verse 27, it says, whenever Aaron and his sons bless the people of Israel in my name, I myself will bless them. When Colin Strange's wife June died 20 years ago, I had the privilege of spending time with her in the last few weeks of her life. About 24 hours before she died, the family asked if I would go and see her. By then she was unconscious, but I figured she might still be able to hear me. I'd written a tune to Numbers 6 and I felt it the right thing to do was to sing the blessing over her several times. Looking back then, I didn't realise how powerful that was. Something significant happens when we speak or sing out blessings. We are speaking in alignment with what's on God's heart. Whenever I run, I pray a blessing on people, the land, the path, businesses, or whatever comes to mind, because I believe it paves the way for heavenly encounters. I believe something shifts in the atmosphere, but something also shifts in my heart. Certainly, as I pray a blessing, as I go into places like Waitrose, I'm more alert or in tune with what's going on. Recently, I've had the chance to pray and bless folk in the cereal and crisp aisles when prompted to. Something happens when God-loving people bless the places where they live. In Proverbs 11, verse 11, it says, the blessing of favor resting upon the righteous influences a city to lift it higher. Or put it this way in the message, when right-living people bless the city, it flourishes. I'm going to say that again. When right-living people bless the city, bless Stroud, it flourishes, or perhaps I should say thrives. This means that we as believers have the power to bless our town of Stroud, which to me means if we speak good things in his name over it, it will flourish, our businesses will thrive, and Stroud can be all it was meant to be. But we cannot speak a blessing and quietly curse it at the same time. We do have to be careful what we say, and that includes those who are not so kind to us. That's not so easy to do. Romans 12, verse 14. Bless those who persecute you. Don't curse them. Pray that God will bless them. As I was preparing this talk, I felt the Lord say this. As you speak a blessing on your colleagues, community, family, streets, town, you speak life, you speak wholeness, and you speak love. I delight in blessing, and you join with me in a multitude of blessings. Speaking favor over your immediate place of influence changes atmospheres, but it also changes your heart because you are aligning yourself to bless as I do. I have given you the authority to speak blessings, and these are powerful. They break strongholds, they break lies, negatives, and words of death and curses that have been spoken in the past. I bless you to bless others. It's not easy when things come against you. For the last 9 months, I've been working for a magazine that is in all the hotels in the Cotswolds. And I've been working 3 days a week as features editor. On Thursday, while I was on the coach to London with Emily, I got an email which read that I'd been made redundant. Instead of getting angry, I chose to speak blessing over the person that had made me redundant. And when I got off the coach, and I didn't know who was on the coach with me, but this lady came up to me. She said, I want to tell you something. She said, I love reading your features in Cotswold Life. They cheer me up, and I look forward to reading them. And I said to her, I said, thank you so much for what you've just said. You have just lifted me because I've just been knocked down, but your words have lifted me up. You know, when we make a choice, and it's a daily choice, isn't it? And I don't know what's next, and it's hard, and it's a struggle, but I choose to speak blessings over people, even when I'm not done anything wrong, you know. I just encourage you just to bless those that speak negatively about you. Can I just clarify that speaking a blessing is not the same as a prayer? When we pray, we're speaking with God and interceding, asking the Father to bless. That's a great thing to do, but that's prayer. And I think it has to come hand in hand with blessing. You can't do one without the other. This is what Roy Godwin states. Speaking or pronouncing blessings does not replace prayer and intercession, but it's a companion to them, and they should be regularly found together. Asking people if we can bless them is an offer that few refuse. We're not saying, can we pray for you? We're not putting a difficult burden on those doing the praying. Blessing someone is simple and easy. The Holy Spirit comes because when you bless, you are reflecting something that the Father is doing and speaking words that the Father desires to be said. So a blessing goes something like this. We look the person in the eye, if that's the situation, and speak directly to him or her, saying, I bless you in the name of the Lord, that the Father's love might surround you and fill you, that you may know in your deepest being just how fully and completely he accepts you and rejoices over you. And in this instance, we're using the personal pronoun of I. I am pronouncing blessing in Jesus' name over the person. I haven't prayed to God for a blessing, but have spoken a blessing using the authority that Jesus gives us to pronounce blessing on people so that he may come and bless them. So to help us in this spoken blessing, we can use the acronym of BLESS. So blessing people in their body, their health, their protection and strength, blessing them in their work, their income, their security, blessing them in the emotions of joy, peace and hope, blessing them socially, love, marriage, family, friends. S, spiritual, praying a blessing on their salvation, their faith and grace. In his name we have power to bless others. All authority and power resides in him, including the power to bless. So we can speak blessings over people, homes, towns, nations, businesses, and more, whether they're near or far. And our words hold great influence. We must be intentional to speak words of encouragement, edification, and truth that bring life. Well-chosen words have the power to instill hope, provide direction, and break the grip of evil. He spoke the words, and they brought life, and so can we. When we say, God bless you, it's not just a nice religious thing to say. It was meant as a declaration, and it refers to five different areas of blessing. The first is to make someone whole with words. It's saying, may God make you totally and completely healed in spirit, soul, and in your body. God bless you is also a request of divine assistance for someone else. It's basically saying that in every circumstance you face, may God assist you. God bless you also means, I wish you well, or I pray God's favourable advantage rest upon you. It also means, I wish you joy and prosperity. May he bless you with joy and prosperity, which is an amazing greeting or goodbye if you think about it. And five, it's a request for divine affirmation. May God affirm to you that you are his treasure, and may your great value be affirmed to you in that you are a highly treasured son or daughter. All of these are designed to bring refreshing, new strength and life, but it's also decreed to impart the powerful force called enthusiasm, which means to live life to its fullness, for someone to complete their purpose and destiny. Being so full of God that it releases all your potential and cancels out anything that has discouraged you. As I said before, God's intention is to bless outrageously, and he gives us the privilege of speaking blessings over one another, our families, and towns. Instead of joining in negative conversations about our town, let us speak a blessing over it. I want Stroud to flourish. I want my family, my friends, my workplace, county, nation to be all they were designed to be. So let's not be quiet. Let's not speak negative words. Let's instead be the blessing we are and speak blessings out in his name. God bless you.